This morning we'll be in Micah, this morning, chapter 6. Micah, chapter 6, this morning. Amen. Micah, chapter 6, this morning. We'll be in verse 6 this morning. The title of my message is this morning is God's Requirements to His People. God's requirements to His people this morning. Micah chapter 6, if you'll stand with me this morning as we reverence the reading of God's Word this morning. Micah chapter 6, this morning the Bible says in verse 6, "Wherewith shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" Verse 8, "He that showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you for this morning. Father God, I thank you for this opportunity just to stand behind this sacred desk, Father God. Father God, I come humbly as I know how, Father God, this morning. I pray this morning, Lord God, that you just anoint my head and the soles of my feet. Father God, that you bring back the remembrance of the words that you'd have me to bring this morning, Lord God. I pray that this morning, Father God, as we dig into your word, if somebody's in here, Father, that's wandered in, lost, Father God, that doesn't know you this morning, Father, I pray you put a heaviness on their heart this morning, Lord God. Father God, I pray the conviction falls upon their life this morning. They have to come to know you, for it's eternally too late, Lord God. The one, Father God, walked in sin sick, Father, backslidden this morning, Lord God. I pray today be the day that they return to you, Father God. I pray today be the day that they open their eyes, Father God, and see the mess that they're in. Father God, I pray this morning, Father God, for the one that's worrying, the spirit of worry on them this morning, the spirit of fear, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, remove it over them, their life, Father God. Father God, the one dealing with the battle in their life, Father God, that Satan's threw on them, Father God, I pray that in the name of Jesus, it fall off of them this morning, Lord God. Father, I pray this morning we find ourselves renewed this morning in your house. I pray this morning, Father God, we can find ourselves refreshed this morning, Lord. I can pray that pray this morning that we find rest in your house this morning, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, you move in a mighty way. I pray that you sit down with us. I pray that you just sweep through, Father God. And Father God, when the lights is closed or turned off and the doors are shut this morning, Father God, I pray that that at the end of the day we can say your will's been done here in this house of the Lord, Father. I love you and I thank you. It's in your name I ask, in your name I pray. And all God's people say, amen. You may be seated this morning. Micah, this morning, I want to look at three requirements that he said in chapter 8 this morning in verse 6. I want to look at three requirements that Micah had told the people this morning, the Israelites this morning, as they had come to a place and they had had sin in their life, and Israel was God's chosen people, and they was at a point in this place that they was trying to offer up things to Jesus, and they was trying to offer things for their sin. And how many times have we tried to offer Jesus stuff when we know we're in the wrong, or as lost people? How many times have we tried to bargain with Jesus Christ? How many times have we tried to bargain with Jesus this morning? You know, I can remember when I was lost and I knew I was in the wrong, and I would try to bargain with Jesus. Hey, Jesus, if you would just do this, if you would just do this for me, I'll do this for you. I tried to bargain with him, and you know, I wrote something down. Jesus is not no bargainer. He don't bargain with you. Hey, what's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong, and he'll lay it out there for you. And there's three things I want to look at that we must do as children of God. But if you're lost this morning, you can't find yourself doing these three things until you ask Jesus Christ to come into your life this morning. What does the Lord require of me and you this morning? That is my question to you this morning. Look here with me in chapter 6 and verse 8. The Bible says, "He has showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doeth the Lord require thee, but to do justly." I see the first thing what God requires of me and you this morning is to do justly. We must be justified by faith and right with God before we can ever do justly in the sight of God. We have to be justified by faith and right with God before we can do justly. I see that we have to live a life of integrity this morning. We must live a life of integrity this morning. To do justly, we have to live a life of integrity. And you say, what is to live a life of integrity? If you're saved this morning, you're supposed to be doing what God's called us to do. We're supposed to be walking the walk and talking the talk as God's called us to do. It's not to go out when we leave the church house and just act any old way. It's not to just leave this place and be a whole nother person when we leave. We're supposed to do justly and act with integrity. You know, you can tell a lot about a man or a woman by the integrity that they have when they're in a place that's not in church. If you want to see the integrity you have in the church house, go outside these four walls and we'll see how good your integrity is. We'll see how you are outside of these four walls. Hey, if the world knows you, your friends know you, and your family knows you as somebody different and not as somebody as you are in church, hey, your integrity is not that good. You don't have good integrity. You're just basically just calling yourself a hypocrite. You're calling yourself a liar. You're calling yourself all these things. You're stacking these things against you. You're at a spot that you don't want to be at. You don't want to ruin your integrity. Hey, I'd like to hope that when I'm outside this church that I'm holding the same integrity as I'm holding in here. I would like to hope I'm holding the same integrity as I am in here. I don't want to waver. I don't want to go away from it. I try to walk that straight and narrow path. I try to do what's right and what God's called me today to do, and so should you. I see that to do justly is to live a life of integrity this morning. Turn with me to Ephesians this morning. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse, I want to read 25 through 29. Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 39, or 29, I'm sorry, the Bible says, Ephesians chapter 4, 25 through 29, wherefore putting all away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceedeth out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. Do not lose your integrity when you're outside these walls. Speak good when you're outside. Talk about Jesus Christ. Talk about how you're a Christian and share your testimony to the lost and dying world. To do justly is to live a life of integrity. I see not only is it to live a life of integrity this morning, but I see it acting in accordance with God's will and His principles. I see to live justly, we must act accordance to God's will and His principles. What is God's will on our life? What is God's will in your life this morning? What is your will? What is the God's will on your life this morning? You should be able to answer what your will is in your life that God has for you this morning. To do justly, you got to do God's will. You got to do His purpose that He's called you to do in your life this morning. I see that if you don't do His will and you're not acting the way you're supposed to be acting, you're not doing justly this morning. If you don't know Jesus and you ain't put your full faith in Him this morning, you can't do justly by Jesus Christ this morning. Look with me in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. The Bible says in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. This morning I'd say that you must do the will and the principles that God has laid in your life this morning. So this morning I say to do the will of my Father which is in heaven. We should be out proclaiming Jesus Christ. There's a will that He set on my life and your life this morning. As Christians, there's a will and a principle that He's put on my life and your life this morning. And that's to go out and share the gospel. That's to go out and share the gospel. He's given me and you that to this morning. If we go out and we do our own thing each and every day, if we go out and we do what we want to do, we're not doing what the will of God just has asked us to do. We're not doing what the principle of God is for our life is to do. Brother Tony asked me a while ago when he walked in the door back there, when I met him back there, he said, are you doing what God's called you to do? Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I pray. I'm doing what God has asked me to do daily, and that's to share God's word. That's to lead other people to Jesus Christ. Hey, there's times that I might slip up and I might miss that one God really wanted me to share with. And there's times I might miss up and miss sharing an opportunity. And God will beat me up for it. He'll wear me out for that. He'll let me know, hey, that's the one you should have told them about Jesus. That's the one that you should have shared them about me. And when I'm in that situation, I find myself not in the will of what God has called me to do in my life. I find myself burdened because I know that's the one I should have shared Jesus with. What to do justly is to live a life of integrity, but also act in accordance with God's will and His principles. But look with me in the text. Not only do I see what does the Lord require of me and you this morning to do justly, but I also see in verse 8, but to do justly and to love mercy. And you say, what is that? We have to experience God's mercy this morning. We have to experience God's mercy before we can ever love somebody. We have to experience God's mercy in our life. If you've not experienced God's mercy in your life this morning, you cannot love somebody else the way God has intended you to love them. You cannot love them. I don't care what you try to do. I don't care what you try to give them. I don't care what you try to persuade them with. I don't care. As long as you have not met Jesus Christ, you cannot love them. If you've not met Jesus Christ, you cannot love them. Jesus Christ gave His Son for you and me. And that's how He experienced the love. That's how He experienced and showed His love for me and you. He gave something up, and that was His Son, Jesus, to die on the cross to take away my sin and your sin this morning. Hey, if you're lost in here and you don't know what love I'm talking about the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary. I'm talking about a blood that took away your sins, and you have an opportunity to take it this morning to experience that love. And if you want to love somebody else, you have to be under the love of Jesus. You have to be able to say that you've experienced His mercy in your life. Look here with me. To love mercy is to love our enemies. It's to love our enemies this morning. We have to love our enemies. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44. And the Bible says in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 44, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you this morning. The Bible says to love your enemies this morning. Hey, can you love your enemy if you don't know Jesus this morning, if you've not experienced His love in your life? I couldn't. I couldn't love somebody that's done me wrong if I've never experienced the love of Jesus. Hey, and I'll tell you this morning, it's still hard to love somebody that's wronged you. It's still hard to trust somebody that's wronged you. It's still hard to fall in and say, I love you and pray for them when they've done you wrong and they've cut you down and they've beat you up and done everything they can to throw your name in the trash. Hey, it's hard to love them folks this morning. But God has called us to love. And I tell you this morning, as much as we've done it to God as lost people, as much as we slandered Him, ran His name in the dirt, He still died on the cross for you and me. He still went and hung on Calvary, and He gave His life, His Son, for you and me this morning, and He loved us that much. He loved us. You could say this morning as a lost soul, you're an enemy this morning. You're an enemy because you don't want to do right. You don't want to follow the will of God. You don't want to accept Him in your life, but He's still sitting there calling you and wanting you to become a child of God this morning. He said to love mercy is to love our enemies this morning. To love our enemies this morning. I see that we must have to experience God's mercy. Look with me in Titus chapter 3 and verse 5. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which He shed on us abundantly, in verse 6, which He shed on us abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior. That's the mercy Jesus showed you and me this morning. That's the mercy Jesus showed you and me this morning. To love mercy, I see, is to love our enemies. But I also see it's to love our neighbors this morning. How many of y'all got a neighbor that y'all try to avoid? Amen? Okay, there's one person that's in here that tried to avoid their neighbor. There's one person. Brother BJ? You got had them neighbors that you try to avoid. I guarantee you. There's one neighbor out there that we've all tried to avoid. There's one person that we've all tried to avoid. There's one person we probably still try to avoid. They probably sitting right by you this morning. They probably sitting in the church pew right beside you this morning. They're sitting right beside you, and you go up in here and you try to hug her neck, but when you're outside, you just try to slip on right by. You try to slip on right by. But to love your neighbor this morning, to love mercy this morning, I see we must love our neighbor. Leviticus 19, 18, the Bible says, "Thou shalt not avenge nor bear any grudge against the children of thy people, but thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord." Leviticus 19, 18 says that we shall love thy neighbor as thyself. I am the Lord. We shall love one another. Because Jesus showed His mercy and His love to you and me this morning. I see that He showed His love to you and me this morning through dying on a cross of Calvary for paying us debt that me and you couldn't pay. Not only look with me in Micah chapter 6 and verse 8, I want to look at the third thing this morning is what does the Lord require of me and you? The Bible says that not only to do justly, not only to love mercy, but the last thing I see is that we should, and to walk humbly with thy God. To walk humbly with God this morning. For to walk humbly with God, we must first bow humbly before Him, confess our sins, and claim His promises of forgiveness this morning. To walk humbly with Jesus, we must get before Him this morning. We must bow down, confess our sin, and claim His forgiveness on our life. You must accept Jesus Christ in your life this morning. If to walk humbly with Jesus Christ, you've got to throw away the old man and become new. You've got to get rid of your old things and become new this morning. Not only is that to the lost man this morning, but that's to the one that's backslidden in here this morning. To walk humbly with Jesus Christ this morning, we have to find ourselves in favor with Jesus Christ this morning. To walk humbly with God is to draw to Him. To draw to Him this morning. Look with me in James chapter 4 and verse 8. James chapter 4 and verse 8, the Bible says, "Draw nigh to God, and He will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify ye hearts, you double-minded." I see that we must draw to God. Daily we must draw to Him, and He will draw nigh to you. Hey, if we're not drawing to God, we're drawing to other things of this world. And I'll tell you one thing, to draw to things of this world, they don't care, and they will draw to you. They will get you where you don't want to be. They'll cling to you. They'll make it look good. They'll make it taste good. They'll make it sound good. And you'll be right there in the mess that it's in. And you'll be right where you don't need to be as a child of God this morning. If you're lost in here, you know what I'm talking about this morning. You know that what the world's doing, telling you right now. You know what the world's making you do, wanting you to do right now. God's over there just telling you, hey, come on home. Come on home. He's knocking on that heart's door to draw to Him this morning. God may be drawing you this morning. And if you want to walk humbly with God this morning, you must draw to Him this morning. He's going to draw to you first. He's going to draw. He's going to draw to you. It's your choice to draw to Him. You got to draw to Jesus Christ this morning. I see not only is it to draw to Him this morning to walk humbly with God, I also see that to walk humbly to God with God, we must listen to Him and study His Word this morning. We must listen to Him and study His Word this morning. How many of us has got time for God in our schedule each and every day? How many of you this week picked up your Bible and read your Bible this morning? How many of you this week is this your first time this morning opening up the Scripture? How many of you had this thing sitting somewhere and you had to look for it this morning and this is your first time opening it this morning? You ain't drawing to Him if this is your first time this morning. You're not listening to Him. You're not studying Him this morning. You come in on Sundays and you come in on Wednesdays and you want the preacher to tell you about Jesus Christ and you want them to preach the Word of God. Hey, I pray that you're going back. I pray that you're going back and you're reading the Scripture. I pray that you're following up, making sure what man preaches is what the Bible says. I pray that you're following in what that man says behind the pulpit, because I tell you, there's a lot of men that get behind the pulpit that want to be famous, that want to draw in a crowd, that want to draw in money, that want to just built their name on high. Hey, I could care less if I had $1 million in my bank account and I had 3,000 people in here this morning. Hey, I want to make sure that I'm right where I need to be. There's people out there that want to tell you what you want to hear and not what you want to hear. Hey, if you want to come in here and let me tell you what you want to hear, right there's a door. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm not going to feed you full of junk. I'm not going to feed you a lie. I'm not going to feed you and tell you that everything in this world is what you need in your life and that what you're doing is the way you need to keep on going. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm going to tell you what's wrong is wrong and what's right is right. And if you're in here this morning and that's hitting your toes, hey, that may be what God's needing you to hear this morning. I'm not going to give it to you this morning. Brother BJ ain't going to give it to you this morning. But you ought to pick up your Bible and make sure what man is preaching is what it says in that Bible. You shouldn't just rely on it Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You shouldn't just rely on it. I see that we must listen to Him and study His Word this morning. 1 Peter chapter 2 this morning, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word that we may grow thereby. That it says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word. As born again people, we should draw to Jesus Christ and we should have that desire as a baby does when it's born, as a baby's born. You got to feed them. They get milk and the baby's hungry, and if it cries, you got to feed them or change its diaper. That's what God wants us. He broke it down to that much. He put it in that sort of a term that, hey, we should draw to Jesus as a child draws to its mother when it needs food, when it's hungry. And we should desire it as a baby desires milk this morning. We should desire Jesus Christ and the Word that much this morning. What are you desiring this morning? What are you desiring this morning? What are you desiring this morning? I see, not only do I see that to walk humbly with God, we must draw to Him, we must listen to Him and study His Word, but I see also this morning that we must talk to Him. We must pray, we must praise Him, we must thank Him this morning. I see those things to walk humbly with Jesus Christ. We must not forget the things in our life that He's done for us. We must thank Him for it. We must pray to Him. We must praise Him. To talk to Jesus this morning, you've got to have a connection to Him, and that's prayer this morning. You can pray to Jesus Christ this morning. Hey, if you want something in your life, if you need something in your life fixed, if you need something in your life turned around, prayer will work this morning. Hey, prayer will work this morning. I could pass the mic around this morning, and I could give it to people around this room, and they could tell you what prayer will do in their life. Hey, I could stand here, and I could go all day about what prayer will do in your life this morning, and I could tell you testimony after testimony of what prayer will do in your life. You can pray to Jesus this morning, and you can trust Him. You can rely on Him this morning, and things will come to pass in His time this morning. We must talk to Jesus Christ. Hey, Brother BJ uses all the time, husbands in here, if you don't talk to your wife, if you go home and every day and you don't talk to your wife, what you gonna get accomplished? You ain't gonna get nothing accomplished. If you don't talk to Jesus Christ, what do you think is gonna get accomplished in your life? Nothing. Nothing. It's useless. Nothing. Nothing. We gotta talk to Jesus Christ this morning. We gotta talk to Jesus Christ this morning. Look, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God this morning." We must pray to Jesus Christ this morning. How you accept Jesus Christ in your life? Got to pray. Got to talk to Him. Got to. He ain't just going to jump in there. He ain't just going to jump right in. You got to pray. You got to pray. Well, I don't like to pray. I don't know what to say to God. Hey, He didn't say much on the cross when He gave His life for you and me. He didn't say much on the cross when He gave His life for you and me. We don't have to be some scholar to pray. We don't have to be a preacher to pray. We don't have to have it all wrote out and planned out on what we're going to pray. Just talk to Him. Just talk to Him. Hey, you pick up your phone and you talk to people all the time. You pick up the phone, you talk to your boss, you talk to your wife, you talk to your husband, you talk to your friends. You talk to all these people all the time. You get out around each other, you talk to people all the time. God just wants you to talk to Him.
Yes, sir.
Just talk to Him. Whatever's bothering you, give it to Him. Hey, if you ain't got nothing bothering you, glory to God. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him this morning. Thank Him. Talk to Him. Pray to Him. Praise Him and thank Him this morning. I see that in the Scripture that we must walk humbly with God this morning. As my worship team comes this morning I want to ask you something. Are you doing what the Lord requires of you this morning? Are you doing what the Lord requires you this morning? Are you walking this morning? Are you to do justly with Him this morning? Are you walking humbly with Jesus Christ this morning? Are you loving people this morning? Are you loving your neighbors? Are you loving one another this morning? Are you loving your enemies? Are you doing what God is required for you to do this morning? Let us pray. Lord God, I love You. And Lord God, I thank You. Father God, I pray this morning that we search ourselves this morning. I pray this morning we search our hearts this morning and find ourselves doing what You require us to do, Lord. Father, I pray this morning that there's one in the sound of my voice this morning, Father, that doesn't know how to walk humbly with You because they've never given their life to You, I pray this morning be the day of salvation for them. I pray for the one that, Father God, has just walked away, Father God, from You, Father God, that this just relying on Sunday morning to pick their Bible up and they're not as close as they need to be to You this morning, God. Father, draw them near to You this morning, God. Bring them back this morning, God. Father God, You left the 99 for the one, Father God. And the Father, that one may be here this morning. Father God, and I'm thankful for You. Father, I pray that You just bless this time of invitation. Bless the worship team. I love You and I thank You. It's in Jesus' name I ask and I do pray. Amen.